Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
Last week, we looked at some topics, some articles, Israel's precarious situation. We looked at Ted Cruz's concerns about reestablishing the Iranian nuclear deal. We looked at the prophecy against Elam or Iran to see what will take place in the future as Iran is threatening Israel on a regular basis. We looked at the great deliverance of Israel that will come, and we actually also looked at the conversion of Israel at the second coming when they turn to Messiah Jesus. So that was last week. Now, we want to look now at something that you've no doubt heard the term, the Great Reset. This is a term that's a trendy term now. Everybody is picking up on it. For instance, there's a couple of different things that I'll reference but won't go into any detail on. The Presbyterian, the Church USA, a very liberal, far-left, false church, in their magazine recently had an article, Advent's Offer of a Great Reset. And then also the American Vision, they had an article entitled The Great Eschatological Reset. And that's, of course, because they do not understand Bible prophecy. And they want to see a reset for those who do understand correctly the promises of God that are to comfort us. So we won't be looking at those two in a future podcast, perhaps. But tonight, we want to look at some articles concerning, really, that take in two categories, which I've spoken to at length in the past, of one world government and one world religion. And what the heck, let's just throw in one world economy as well. But the first two articles, really, I would classify under, the globalist, the one world government type view. And are things pertaining to the coming one world government, because we know the Bible does predict that it will come eventually. And then the third, fourth, and fifth articles I would classify as being, the third one under the category of one world government and as well as one world religion. And then the last two really more along the lines of the one world religion. Of course, they go hand in hand. And as you read prophecy, you see that it's pretty clear. It's a pretty wild ride we're on, folks, but thank God that God already knows how it ends, and we can know, too, as we trust Christ, as we trust God's Word. Now, let me jump right in. This is from The Hill, and this is an older article from June 25th, 2020, introducing the Great Reset, world leaders' radical plan to transform the economy. So this would be under the one world economy. as well as the one world government, of course. For decades, progressives or liberals have attempted to use climate change to justify liberal policy changes. But their latest attempt, a new proposal called the Great Reset, is the most ambitious and radical plan the world has seen in more than a generation. At a virtual meeting earlier in June, hosted by the World Economic Forum, or WEF from here on out, some of the planet's most powerful business leaders, government officials, and activists announced a proposal to reset the global economy. Instead of traditional capitalism, the high-profile group said the world would adopt more socialistic policies such as wealth taxes, additional regulations, and massive Green New Deal-like government programs. Every country from the United States to China must participate, and every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed, wrote Klaus Schwab, the founder and executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. As I say, this is the WEF, and this article on his website. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. Schwab also said that all aspects of our societies and economies must be revamped, from education to social contracts and working conditions. Joining Schwab at the WEF event was Prince Charles, one of the primary proponents of the Great Reset. Gina Gopinath, the chief economist at the International Monetary Fund. Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General of the UN, and CEOs and presidents of major international corporations such as Microsoft and BP. Activists from groups such as Greenpeace International and a variety of academics also attended the event or have expressed their support for the Great Reset. Though many details about the Great Reset won't be rolled out until the WEF Forum meets in Davos in January, which they just did, and I don't have that recent information on hand right now. The general principles of the plan are clear. The world needs massive new government programs and far-reaching policies comparable to those offered by American socialists such as Bernie Sanders and Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez. There's the brain trust right there. Basically a train wreck waiting to happen. But basically the same type, you know, policies comparable to their Green New Deal plan. Or put another way, we need a form of socialism, a word the WEF has deliberately avoided using, all while calling for countless socialist and progressive plans. One of the main themes of the June meeting was that the coronavirus pandemic has created an important opportunity for many of the WEF members to enact their radical transformation of capitalism, which they acknowledged would likely not have been possible without the pandemic. We have a golden opportunity to see something good from this crisis. Its unprecedented shockwaves may well make people more receptive to big visions of change, said Prince Charles at the meeting. It is an opportunity we have never had before and may never have again. Maybe because of all the businesses that have been destroyed. I don't know. That's my comment. You might be wondering how these leaders plan to convince the world to completely alter its economy over the long run, since the COVID-19 pandemic most assuredly won't remain a crisis forever. The answer is that they've already identified another crisis that will require expansive government intervention, climate change. The threat of climate change has been more gradual than COVID-19, but its devastating reality for many people and their livelihoods around the world and its ever greater potential to disrupt surpasses even that of COVID-19, Prince Charles said. Of course, these government officials, activists, and influencers can't impose a systemic change of this size on their own, which is why they have already started to activate vast networks of left-wing activists from around the world who will, throughout 2021, demand changes in line with the Great Reset. Probably like demanding re-education camps, perhaps. I don't know. Again, that's my comment. According to the WEF, its 2001 Davos Summit will include thousands of members of the Global Shapers Community, youth activists located in 400 cities around the planet. I don't suppose they'll be burning down those cities. I don't know. It's probably a pretty fair possibility. More than 1,300 have already been trained by the Climate Reality Project, the highly influential, well-funded climate activist organization run by former Vice President Al Gore, who serves on the WEF's Board of Trustees. Now, that's what I call an inconvenient truth, folks, if you get my gist. The left has already proven throughout the COVID-19 pandemic that it can radically transform political realities in the midst of a crisis, so it's not hard to see how the Great Reset could eventually come to fruition. Prince Charles was right. The present pandemic is a golden opportunity for radical change, and if Al Gore, Prince Charles, and the rest of the World Economic Forum can convince enough people that attempting to stop climate change is also worth dramatically pushing humanity toward greater government control, then radical and catastrophic change is exactly what we're going to get. Now, this article is from Breitbart, November 18th, 2020, by James Dellingpole. The Great Reset is trending. Here's why. It's been trending on Twitter. Once you're familiar with what it means for the future of our civilization, you'll understand why. Put simply, it's the blueprint for a complete transformation of the world economy. There will be no money, no private property, no democracy. Instead, every key decision, what you do for a living, how much stuff you consume, whether you can take a vacation, will be decided for you by a remote, unaccountable, elite group of experts. It sounds like a conspiracy theory, and is often dismissed as such by people who imagine that they are being savvy and sophisticated. In fact, though, the people pushing for the Great Reset are perfectly open about their plan. Indeed, they can scarcely stop talking about it. One of these people is Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. It was a video of Trudeau talking about the Great Reset, which prompted the flurry of nervous interest on social media. Trudeau says, "Building back better means giving support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development." And you know, this is a term that's often been used in the past by globalists, sustainable developments. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine, and take note of that term because I'll be talking about that a little bit more later, to reimagine our economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change. It sounds innocuous enough, the kind of meaningless garbage you'd expect, you know, to come from Trudeau. But in fact, there is deeper meaning to the phrases he uses. Building back better, 2030 agenda, sustainable development, and the SDGs, and reset are all buzzwords for the complete transformation of the global economy in order to create a new world order. Build back better is the slogan of the Great Reset, and the man who invented it, Klaus Schwab. Schwab is a bald German in his early 80s with a strong accent and the sinister air of a James Bond villain who, in the 70s, founded what is now known as the WEF, which I mentioned earlier. The WEF holds the annual summit at Davos in Switzerland, where it has been said billionaires go to lecture millionaires on how ordinary people live. Up until recently, Davos has probably seemed like a harmless event, a sort of annual joke in which we all get to laugh at the absurd spectacle of the 1% of the 1% turning up in their private jets and their limousines to expound on the importance of sustainability and saving the planet. But the events of 2020 have changed all that because COVID-19 has provided the perfect pretext for the kind of coordinated globalist takeover which might previously have been little more than an evil glint in Klaus Schwab's eyes. By Schwab's own admission, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of our societies and economies. In short, he says, every industry must be transformed. We need a great reset of capitalism. As the WEF puts it, of the coming technocracy that would rule our lives, welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. There's nothing new about the Great Reset. Schwab and his acolytes have been talking about it for years. Chinese coronavirus, or rather the draconian, liberty-sapping measures taken by governments in order to combat it, has merely accelerated the process. As I reported in an earlier piece, Schwab has written several books about his master plan. His latest, called COVID-19, The Great Reset, makes no bones about the fact that the chaos of the coronavirus pandemic represents the perfect opportunity to accelerate the entire world toward a new normal. At the time of writing, and this was June 2020, the pandemic continues to worsen globally. Many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short response is never. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy that prevailed prior to the crisis because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. Got that? As far as your new globalist overlords are concerned, you are never going to get your old life back. Such is the author's conviction that the new normal is what we need and should want. He scarcely bothers to pretend that Chinese coronavirus is anything other than a handy pretext. Unlike certain past epidemics, COVID-19 doesn't pose a new existential threat. Schwab is clear in his book that coronavirus is not so much a crisis as an opportunity to be exploited, a chance to accelerate the birth of the new world order he calls the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Radical changes of such consequence are coming that some pundits have referred to a before coronavirus, BC, and after coronavirus, AC era. We will continue to be surprised by both the rapidity and unexpected nature of these changes. As they conflate with each other, they will provoke second, third, fourth, and more order consequences, cascading events, and unforeseen outcomes. Unfortunately, lots of people of influence around the world take this stuff very seriously. That's why Joe Biden used Build Back Better as his campaign slogan. It's why the UK Conservatives feature the website on their Twitter page, and why UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson inserts the phrase into his speeches. In fact, as I reported in May, it's a phrase you find being used by all manner of institutions. My piece was titled Build Back Better, the latest code phrase for green global tyranny. Hardly anyone was interested back then. Maybe more people will be now that they start to realize that while these global reset guys may sound like kooks, they are in fact deadly serious. Sure, it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but as someone wise once said, it's not a conspiracy theory when they tell you exactly what they're doing. Now, this article, again, I would put this under the category of one world government and one world religion, because, again, as I say, the two go together like peanut butter and jelly, I guess. This is from the Natural News, Mike Adams, November 16th, 2020. Title is, when politicians use the word reimagine, they are preparing to ream you. Left-wing nut job AOC wants to reimagine the energy economy. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wants to reimagine the global financial system. Joe Biden says he wants to reimagine America. And mayors of left-wing cities claim everyone should reimagine policing, that is, the police. Why are all the most evil people in the world using the term reimagine? Because they focus grouped it. And the term reimagine sounds better than the truth, which is, we're going to ream you and take away everything and destroy your life. When globalists say they want to reimagine the global financial system, it means they want to collapse fiat currencies and steal all your savings. When globalists say they want to reimagine the energy economy, it means they want to outlaw combustion engines and create a global engineered famine to make you a prisoner of government-controlled food scarcity. When globalists say they want to reimagine borders, it means they want to destroy sovereign nations and end the United States of America. And when globalists claim they want to reimagine the future of our world, they actually are imagining a world without you in it, because they're all pushing for exterminating billions of human beings through a global depopulation program. And then he ends with, imagine that. Which reminded me, this is me now, my thoughts, John Lennon, we just had the 40th anniversary of his death back in 2020. And, you know, of course, he wrote a song called Imagine. Might as well call it Reimagine, probably, because it fits a lot of these same kind of ideas. Listen to the lyrics to John Lennon's song, Imagine. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one. And that's what it's all about. One, living as one. One world government, one world religion, one world economy, and a one world ruler, known as the Antichrist, who will be coming somewhere down the road. Now, the term reimagine in itself, maybe they focus grouped it, but others use it, of course, as you'll see in a minute. And an excellent little resource here, it's called D is for Deception. It's from the editors at Lighthouse Trails and Kevin Reeves. And it's kind of a primer, whatever the word is, for a little booklet on the language of the new Christianity. And on page 16, there is the... there is something known as re-words, R-E-words, re-Jesus, rethink, reform, reinvent, reimagine, words used to suggest that traditional historical Christianity is outdated and must be recreated. So there's something else, I guess, we need to recreate, according to these folks, I'm sure. Christianity needs to be, and that, of course, is what you will find with progressive so-called Christians, liberals. They know nothing of biblical Christianity. They need to reinvent it because they don't know the Christ of Scripture. and the God who sent Christ to save us. We don't worship a religion. We worship Jesus Christ. But the way to salvation cannot be changed. And the folks who want to change it are going to end up following a false Messiah who has many titles, the Antichrist, the Beast, etc., who will one day have a short-term rule of a one-world government with a one-world religion, I might add. Now, the next article we want to look at, because I don't have a lot of time left, this is from the Berean Call. They're quoting from an article on the Big League Politics site from October 5th, 2020. The Deep State is working with the Deep Church to transform the Catholic Church into the spiritual arm of the New World Order. But let me back up. Oh, my goodness, I didn't want to leave this out. I'm so sorry about that. sorry about that. Now, this is from Saturday Night Alive for the Global Peace Tribe. This is a New Age thing that I got a notification off the Internet. Reimagine and take action is the term they use here. It says, we are gathering evolutionary thought leaders and heart artists who are leading with love to inspire us to reimagine what's possible and actively participate in co-creating a future equal to our vast potential. Now, these are New Age buzzwords, co-creating the future, our unlimited potential, etc. But you see the term reimagine there. You know, can't you just feel the love? It's all about the love. It's all about, you know, making everybody full of love and happiness and peace, love, and everything else. Anyway, now I want to read back to the article. Deep State is working with the Deep Church to transform Catholic Church. Okay. A Catholic archbishop who formerly served as the Vatican's ambassador to the United States is accusing elements of the Catholic hierarchy of operating as a deep church working in conjunction with the so-called American Deep State. Archbishop Vigano is known as something of a conservative dissident within the Catholic episcopate, most notably publicly accusing Pope Francis and other senior Vatican officials of failing to act after being made aware of credible accusations of sexual abuse against an ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. He speaks critically of Pope Francis, a practice that is exceptionally rare within the College of Catholic Bishops, let alone on the part of an archbishop who recently served as a prominent member of the church's diplomatic hierarchy. He speaks of the traditional Jesuit practice of declining positions of authority in the Catholic hierarchy. Vigano pointed to what he identifies as a deep church in the letter, arguing that elements within the Catholic hierarchy are working to utilize the Catholic Church to advance a vision of global neoliberal authoritarianism. The United States is witnessing the highest levels and centers of cultural influence of the American Catholic Church shamelessly siding in favor of the Democratic candidate and, well, he's the president now, and more generally in favor of the entire apparatus that has been consolidating in recent decades within the public administration. The Deep Church spared no criticisms and accusations against the incumbent president, that would be President Trump, while winking indecorously with Biden and Black Lives Matters, slavishly following the narration imposed by the mainstream. It matters little that Trump is openly pro-life and defends the non-negotiable principles that the Democrats have renounced. The important thing is to transform the Catholic Church into the spiritual arm of the New World Order so as to have an imperator from the highest moral authority in the world, something that was impossible with Benedict, the Pope, the previous Pope. He goes on to rebuke nominally Catholic left-wing American politicians for their support of far-left anti-Christian political causes. He says that Prodi and Gentiloni in Italy have their counterparts on the American side, and so-called Catholic personalities like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Andrew Cuomo, all of them proudly support abortion and gender indoctrination, and all of them are proudly in favor of Antifa and Black Lives Matter movements that are setting entire American cities on fire. Now, moving quickly to my last article, which hopefully will give you a little hope. This is Reset versus Restrainer by Terry James, January 8th, 2021, in the Harbinger's Daily. There should be no question now in spiritually attuned minds of Bible prophecy students. The principalities and powers in high places of Ephesians 6:12 are in full throttle mode. They intend to use this presidential election theft to galvanize their One World Tower building effort. Global warming didn't do it. Following that lie, the climate change ruse hasn't done it. Now, with more than 4 years of inflicting every sort of prevarication and coup d'etat attempt by the globalist wickedness, they are all in for changing planet Earth into their own utopian concept. At the heart of that blueprint is the term we've heard over and over since the 2020 presidential campaign in the U.S. began. The Great Reset is thrusting ahead into 2021, seemingly unstoppable, while it threatens to pierce the fabric of culture and society the Founding Fathers wove together so carefully back in 1776. They have corrupted this God-blessed republic through fraud and deceit that is it's in itself prophetic in nature. They have, with Lucifer-inspired cleverness, possibly put the political party and the presidential placeholder into office that will, when the blueprint is come to fruition, dissolve American sovereignty, tear down borders, and bring this nation's great assets into the globalist coffers, just has been their goal for decades. I use the word, I'm moving on. Thoughts of the Great Reset has all of the pundits on the other side positively giddy, and that consists of the vast majority of those who make up America's political, news media, and business elite who anticipate Biden's office taking. While the following is more lengthy than the excerpts I prefer to include in commentaries, I thought this portion of a superb article on the matter of the Great Reset is something that will explain what the nation faces. Now, a lot of this is repeated materials, but I'm going to move to this part. Even our thinking and behavior will have to dramatically shift, Klaus Schwab said. A WEF statement marketing the controversial scheme also calls for a new social contract centered on social justice. And there's the social gospel that I often speak of, the false gospel. Every country from the U.S. to China must participate. Every industry from oil and gas to tech must be transformed, calling for even stronger and more effective government. Without explaining what might happen to those who refuse, we must build entirely new foundations for our economic and social systems. And there is no other choice but to submit, he and others declared. All right, let me move to the end here. To understand the dangers of this blueprint, we have only to consider that the communist Chinese government has wholeheartedly signed on to the WEV plans to establish this Great Reset. Chinese dictator Xi Jinping is one of the most applauded leaders when the WEV meets. This brings into focus the almost certainty that the coronavirus, also called Chinese virus, has been instrumental in galvanizing the efforts to bring America down and establish the globalist elite's utopian dream. The Great Reset, no matter the planning by those who believe they are superior to not only everyone else on earth, but superior to God himself, can't proceed without that very God's permission. They, like their father Lucifer, the fallen one, have determined to put their throne above the throne of the Almighty. Their Neo Tower of Babel won't be completed as long as the restrainer is on this fallen planet. The Holy Spirit, who resides within each believer in Jesus Christ, will hold back their devilish plans until he removes all believers to heaven. In the supernatural battle of reset versus restrainer, the winning strategy is firmly held only in the mind of God. This should give everyone who names the name of Jesus Christ great comfort. I know it does me, and I know it does me too, folks. I hope it does you. God bless. Good night.